like it was Monday, April.
Whoops, wait a minute.
Well, actually, I was thinking about that. It's August the 12th, Monday. Last week at this time was August the 5th. And so we add 7 to that and you get to the 12th. I was talking yesterday to a young Amanda, who is my niece that runs the store on the dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking at some flowers that had been planted and had been put up to decorate the store, and realized that it was 3 months ago that that had been done, and it seems literally like it was yesterday. It's just amazing. Everybody's talking about how quickly. Hey, here we are again in a Monday. Enthusiastically.
My mom goes back to school today, and she's like, wait a second. Where did my summer vacation go?
Right.
You know, it's one of those those months just fly by.
Summer, just in general, vacation or otherwise.
Yeah.
And then you look around, Jennifer. Jennifer Warren is here. Happy to have her back after a couple of days' absence for some family things. Kenny is here. He's going to be gone. Both of you are going to be on next week?
I will be here most likely for an hour or so next week.
Wow!
An hour or so total, or each day?
An hour and so each day. Total.
All right. Kenny, where are you going next week?
Las Vegas.
Lost wages. Be careful, my friend.
You knew your vows, no doubt. All right, so we'll worry about that next week, which will seem like 5 minutes from now,
right,
the way things are ticking away. I'll tell you, looking at the stories, most of the things that we talk about here on the Good Day program are aimed at bringing you up to date on some of the important stories of the day, the latest news, and then we talk about it, and sometimes we try to have fun with these things. I'm looking at 12 to 14 different websites, and I can't find anything that isn't mass mayhem, murder, horror, homicide, kidnapping. Hey, the best thing I can find, I suppose this is good news, and the news media has done a great job at twisting this around to make it seem like these people who went out on the boat, and maybe they are, maybe they're crazy. You heard the story about this, and all the stories all frame it around a religious Christian family, as if what they were doing, anybody in their right mind who isn't either religious or Christian would not have done. This family that left the United States after becoming fed up with what they consider government interference in our lives. Hey, listen, I'd be there. Maybe I should put myself out on a boat and just maybe let it sail into the sunset. Now, that's really what these people did. Mm-hmm. They ended up getting rescued on some small island in the Pacific. They were from northern Arizona. Kenny, they set sail in May from San Diego. And as they went into their
long time on a boat
journey across the Pacific, they got into some storms and it damaged their boat. And they had been just drifting out in the Pacific for weeks. Eventually, they were picked up by a fishing vessel and then transferred to a cargo ship and then taken to someplace off the coast of South America, it looks like. 26-year-old wife, 30-year-old husband, their father, and their 3-year-old son, an 8-month-old. I don't get why you do this with an 8-month-old.
Yeah, doesn't seem like the safest idea, does it?
It doesn't sound like they're just too well grounded. I suppose out in the ocean you wouldn't be grounded anyway. But when you get to, you get around the craziness of doing this, but yet you look to the root of their reason for doing it, and that's government interference in our lives. Hell, most of us feel this way. I don't know that we'd go to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'd stand up and fight. But the theme of government interference and government this and government that, government everywhere, is really something that's trailing into a big deal. It really is. There's more and more and more of this kind of thing. Last week when you were out, Jennifer, I went through the story of the fella. Remember a month or so ago we talked about this farmer in Wisconsin who had been found not guilty of selling raw milk, yet the state spent a lot of money, millions of dollars.
Right.
Okay. So here's another one of the same stories that popped up again this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The story of the Schlangen, S-C-H-L-A-N-G-E-N family from Hennepin County in Minnesota. Once again, another state, a peaceful farmer. Five criminal charges have been filed against him, with a possible penalty of spending 15 years in jail, all kinds of fines. The trial will run this week in St. Cloud, Minnesota. This guy's been in a courtroom before. He was already prosecuted for the same thing and found not guilty by a jury, and the jury members, the same as they did in Wisconsin, went after the process and really made the state look bad in Wisconsin, as they should have. And before this guy, when he was tried, same thing happened. Three charges related to delivering food to members of a private buying club. Most of it focuses on raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney that has been retained defended this guy before. All of the members of the private buying club called Freedom Farms Co-op are the beneficiaries of the work that this guy does. He picks up food items, raw milk and other things from various farms, and delivers it to his his customers.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it by horse and buggy.
Because, wow, how cute.
Yeah, well, because a lot of these places are way off of the road, that kind of stuff. So the state blindly goes after this guy. For what? And why?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, in a manner of speaking, how dare they?
Yeah, why aren't we more upset that they're trying to even control our choices like this?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And so this is why I don't know this to be, you know, I'm not telling you a story because I know that it's the case, but I know the sorts of things that bother most Americans when they hear these sorts of stories. It's the same thing that bothers these people that get on a boat and try to go someplace else. And so that certainly is, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. So anyway, with all of this stuff churning around us, I have done a little research because I thought to myself, I don't want to start Monday like this.
Yeah,
in general,
have a little bit of a smile for the week.
So I have found five things that perhaps you will use, you'll take with you through the day today to be happy. People who are happy do some things differently than people who are not. So we'll talk about that in just a minute here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You're visiting with the Good Day Gang. The Doug Steffen family includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler in this hour, and Dudley with a focus on the secret to being happy. Is it simpler than you think it is? Consciousness, happiness, they go together. I think that you consciously decide to be happy or not. And I don't want to fill your mind, your head, your ear, your heart with all kinds of negative stuff. We were all talking about that, the three of us, during the break here. What our choices are in terms of news, what we tell you, and your choice to listen or not, or to just wrap yourself around. Okay, so it's good to know maybe a few things, but hello. At the end of the day, do these negative things, the murders, the mayhem, affect your life? How about you start your day today by making an effort to surround yourself with positivity? You don't want to be around negative conversation, negative people. So don't let your mood, and this goes for not just here, but when you go to work and you're around people, make a conscious effort to engage with other people who are happy. They are more healthy, their friendship, that kind of stuff. So there's that. A couple of other things that happy people do that are different. They're not jealous. If you're a jealous sort, you want to have what he has. Why can't I have a pretty wife like he does? Why can't I have a good-looking husband? You know, that kind of stuff. Happy-go-lucky individuals believe that jealousy is purely a waste of time and energy. A-OK, yes. Everybody on to that?
Yes, except I think I'm going to disagree just a tiny. Yeah. I think about 5% of jealousy is good because I think it motivates you.
Really?
Okay. Yes. I don't think being a jealous person is a good thing, but I think just a little bit, it helps you push ahead.
All right. I'll take that.
Will you take that?
Account. Well, I'll take it under advisement anyway.
Like 5% is what I mean, sir.
Another thing that happy people do is take time for themselves. Take time every day. It's imperative for a happy life to meditate or think about things. I do a lot of that when I'm on my tractor. Yesterday, I spent probably 8-9 hours on the tractor. And it was thinking about things to be thankful for, reduced my anxiety and stress by a whole heck of a lot. So you might want to think about that. Happy people don't sweat the small stuff. Don't allow minor issues to trouble them. The same thing over and over and over again. Oh, you didn't wash the dishes right.
I broke a nail.
Yeah. And forgiveness. My God, that's the most important part of all this. Happy people find it easy to forgive and move on. They realize the damage holding on to anger is and how it affects your health, the quality of life. So don't be angry. Be happy. Forgive and move on. That's what happy people do. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place.
Jennifer likes this.
I really do. What do you think?
I don't remember it. This was number one song during this week in 1999. It's Smash Mouth. I don't like the name of the group. So
but they're very positive, kind of upbeat pop stuff, though.
So here we go.
So Smash Mouth.
It's called All Star. So see, I don't know enough about them to get that Kenny and Jennifer both say, listen up.
So, consider them like a summer band, wouldn't you, Ken?
Yeah. All of their hits seem to have been big in the summertime.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Okay. So there you go.
Huh?
Easy for you to say.
No, it isn't. All right. I want to get to our comedy. A couple of cuts from the late night shows on Friday night. Jay Leno had the president on with him last week, and so he had, obviously, when the president wasn't there to defend himself, something funny to say about him.
Yesterday at the White House, President Obama met with Greek Prime Minister Samaras to discuss reforming Greece's economy. President Obama talking to Prime Minister of Greece about the economy. Actually, it's the blind leading the blind. I think that's what it is. That's the blind leading the blind. Yeah, that's what it is. Actually, this is President Obama canceled a planned summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in response to the Russia's government refusing to send Edward Snowden back to the United States. In fact, to really punish Putin, not only is Obama not going to meet with him, he's sending Joe Biden. There's no reason to insult a man.
This got me upset here. This is not good news. I just read that the price of bacon is expected to skyrocket next month because supposedly the pork in the U.S. Some people were like, hey, what if we just had turkey bacon? And then those people were kicked out of America.
Right. Can't have turkey bacon. I like turkey bacon. I use that from time to time. Yeah, on a BLT, turkey bacon would be good. Jay Leno's last episode of The Tonight Show will take place February 6th.
That's NBC. My birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
We'll celebrate with Jay.
22 years on The Tonight Show as the last night is just before they begin their coverage of the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy Fallon takes over on the 24th of February. And they're still trying to figure out what Jay Leno is going to do. My guess I would think they've got to be pretty far down the road at Fox or wherever.
He'll either play nice with NBC or, you know, he might just give him the old one finger salute and head on over and
see you later, alligator.
Yeah, exactly.
From the gossip department, celebrity gossip, Jennifer Aniston, and her fiancé did not tie the knot this weekend. Every Monday there's a story.
She's either babies and so many weddings, this lady.
But there was a heck of a party this weekend. Don Cheadle, Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi, Laura Dern, I don't know. Who's Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard is with Kristen Bell. He's been in a lot of movies, kind of tall.
He's on Parenthood.
Parenthood, yeah, right. There you go.
Okay, so they were at the party.
Yes.
Woohoo! Big deal. Apparently, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have turned down $3 million to have the first picture of the baby put into a magazine.
Shocking, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
And everyone was aghast.
The mother's all upset about it. Boy, I mean, she must be some kind of... She's got to be a piece of work.
She's all about the money, that's for sure.
She really is. And muscling herself into pretty much everything that they do.
Look, if you sell your daughter's sex tape for profit, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Thinking about it that way, yeah. Very sweet. You're a wonderful mother. Congratulations.
How does that set you up? Yeah.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline.
If Google and Amazon and my bank gather so much intelligence already on me, what's wrong with the NSA just keeping record of phone calls in and out in order to stop the next 9/11 or subway attack?
There's a constant debate among the tech community and companies like Google and Facebook about how far do you encroach on privacy. There's a huge difference between Google and Facebook tracking your entries in order to sell ads against them, and the government doing so. I mean, the government can actually prosecute you and put you in jail.
The law does state that you have to have probable cause.
Right.
You have to go before a FISA court. But is there any penalty for, without probable cause, reading someone's email? No, apparently not, because there's been too many instances of this kind of intrusion.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The story that you may or may not have heard us talking about in the last half hour about that religious family that abandoned our country, was trying to go somewhere else, got lost at sea. They were there, it appears, for weeks and weeks and weeks. So they flew back home. Hannah is the wife. And she was the one who first spoke. Last name is Gaston Guay. She said that she and her husband decided to take a leap of faith and see where God would lead them when they took their two small children and her father-in-law, setting sail from San Diego for a small, tiny island. This started in, I think it was the last week of May. Mm-hmm. And they went out for a couple of weeks. They hit storms, damaged their boat, left them adrift. They were picked up by these ships, et cetera, et cetera. And so we can question the judgment of why you would do this with younger children, for sure. The U.S. Embassy, by the way, arranged their flights home.
That was nice.
Yeah.
So they fled the U.S. government and were brought back by the U.S. government.
Yeah. Right, yeah. They wanted to go to Kiribati?
Kiribati.
Sure. Is the island.
Is that next to Sangala?
I think so. No, Sangala's in Africa. This is somewhere off the coast, I think, of western South America. Hmm. So the 8-year-old said it was pretty exciting and a little scary.
Yes. Understatement of the year, I'm sure.
Right. This is a group of islands that is off the equator, on the international date line, halfway between Hawaii and Australia. Whoa, man.
That's a journey.
In the middle of nowhere? A lot of Micronesians live there. Actually, they have in all these islands, they have 100,000 people who live there.
That's not a nice way to talk about the Nesians. Can't help it if they're small.
Right. So the wife said the family was fed up with government control here. They don't believe in abortion. They don't believe in homosexuality. They don't like state-controlled churches and religion. And so that's why they left. And they don't want to pay taxes that pay for abortions. A lot of people agree with that. She said the Bible is clear. And so, you go off onto this tangent about the Bible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She said at first it was fun. They were cruising right along. But then there was storm after storm after storm after storm. The boat took a beating, so they decided to set course for a different group of islands. Apparently, they were using the stars And I was thinking, okay, this meteor shower, is that this weekend? Big meteor shower,
yeah.
Right?
Did that kind of screw
last
your
night
plan?
Into the sun?
I would think, that's why I asked that. How would that screw up using
like
the stars?
Like your map, switching the dots all over the place.
Yeah. How would that, would make kind of a mess. Anybody see the meteor shower?
I wish I could have. I love that stuff.
Yeah, it would have been.
It's too bright, though.
Several times. Have not seen not a thing. No.
And you live in an area that's pretty remote. It's not like Jennifer lives sort of downtown where there's a lot of light and you would have a hard time seeing all of this stuff anyway. Anybody see the meteor shower? If you did, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what's the hot topic? What's the hot issue? What's the hot thing, the big deal there, Kenny, this morning?
Well, we were talking earlier about we had some audio of Donald Trump weighing in on the 2016 hopefuls,
yeah.
And we said lots of chatter already about the 2016 presidential race. Are you interested, or is it still too early? Celeste says
always
it's too
early.
Soon for all the blah blah blah.
Yep,
it actually never ends anymore. Rob says he's interested, and he's interested in Rand Paul. He already has a Rand Paul for President bumper sticker.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jay says he doesn't like the idea of Hillary being president. She showed her true colors as Secretary of State, and she's just another person to promote endless war.
Well, and she actually did a pretty good job as Secretary of State in comparison to a lot of others who have been there in the last 20, 30 years. But there are mistakes that were made. Always, I'm not an apologist for Hillary Clinton or anybody else who's in the system. But when you consider what a mess the State Department was internally after Condoleezza Rice left, it was just apparently awful.
The Benghazi thing could have been handled a lot differently.
It could have been much better.
Yeah.
They covered their butts.
We made a mistake. We did something. You know, I mean, I think that does cost credibility, but then does it really, because people forget. So who knows?
Well, but I mean, they did handle it poorly, very badly.
Absolutely. And still are. I mean, these are people that died. These are Americans that died, and it's still not really clear what went on.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm just trying to build on things that we talked about in the last half hour, if you will forgive me. And I don't mean that you have to have listened to the last half hour in order to get where we're going. Matter of fact, if you want to, you can easily go to hour number 3 of the Good Day podcast, right-hand side of the homepage, DougStephan.com, and listen to what we were talking about. But
here
I
he is, ready?
Yeah.
A Doug Stephan recap.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's where you recap.
Well, we were talking about being happy, because so much of the news today is just really awful. And so somebody sent me, somebody named John sent me an email with something very simple from the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama said, our business is to be happy. Right? How can you argue with that? Your business in life should be to be happy. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one. Can you remember that story?
Yes, I do.
Also from the last half hour, the discussion of the court case going on in Minnesota this week against a farmer who had been tried twice and found not guilty of charges that he was helping people get what they wanted for food, good, healthy food, by distributing the food to a private food group. I mean, if there's anything that is more exemplary of the stupidity, just raw, out-of-control stupidity that exists in certain forms and parts of government, that's an example. And here's how it gets fixed. So I told you that story, and it was kind of a negative one. You may remember, it was about a year ago at this time, as a matter of fact, Jennifer and Ken, there was a story from, I'm trying to remember which state, it was Nevada, okay, yes, Overton, Nevada. This was a highly publicized raid that took place on a farm that was having at the end of, so it would have been later in the year, it would have been last fall, because it was an end of the season celebration of the food that they had grown. And so they invited all of their members. They had a lot of people who were, what do they call those, when you come in and buy a year's worth of product, you pay for it up front, and you buy it cheaper. We have some of them on our farm as well for milk. Anyway, it's a group of, they decide they're going to spend $600 a year or whatever it is on good, healthy food. They give you that. And it ensures that you're going to get food, whereas people coming off the street may not be able to get as much as you've gotten because you paid for it before under contract. So anyway, all these people, there are 100 and some odd people that come to this farm to enjoy a bountiful harvest called a farm-to-fork dinner on the farm, Monty and Laura Bledsoe. And if you saw, I mean, I remember this very dramatically. I remember us talking about this. As a matter of fact, I think we had her on the program, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. And she explained what happened. And they were raided by the feds, and the police came in. They escorted the guests off the property. They were required to destroy the food prepared for the event. The reason for the order included that some of the meat was not inspected by the United States Department of Agriculture. Remember this?
Yep.
The vegetables were prepared in advance of the event. They were a biohazard, and the Bledsoes didn't have receipts for the food served at their event. The inspector refused the request to feed the food to their animals. Instead, she demanded that bleach be poured. So they took gallons of bleach and went across the tables where the food was on the table, not only ruining the food, but everything that was there. This woman, thank God, got fired. And
it sounds like a personal vendetta almost,
right,
isn't it? Like she got a tip and just wanted to go and make life tough.
But there are a lot of people who are like this, unfortunately, who work in these jobs and they let the power of it go to their heads.
It gets a rise
and
they get a rise out of it.
They just lose their minds. Anyway, so they were supposed to have a special use permit, a food establishment permit, to have a farm filled with happy people who got great food over the course of the season, and this is the kind of stuff happening. Anyway, so there was as a result of this, there was a law that has been passed in the state of Nevada called the Farm to Fork Law, exempting farms in these circumstances from any of the food establishment permit requirements. Farmers can serve whatever they grow, raised and prepared on the farm, butchered and processed on the farm, in accordance with this new law. The exemption allows for other foods that are prepared on the farm from ingredients that are substantially produced on the farm to be usable as they see fit on the farm. So under this exemption, a farm holding a farm-to-fork event has to register with some health authority, and they can have a couple of these a month, that sort of thing. Provide each guest with a notice saying no inspection was conducted. I mean, God bless them. At least they got a bill passed, and the governor signed it on Friday, the Farm to Fork Law, which prohibits the kind of treatment that these people had at the state level, but is still sort of silly. We just have too much government. Just too much government. Way too much government. But at least most of the insidious horror that came as a result of this sort of thing was corrected by the law that was passed in Nevada. I thought that was a better story than what we had before and worth telling, and thus I told you the story.
Because it had a happy ending.
It did, in fact. It's 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with a continuing focus on your hair. Is thinning hair a problem for you? For men, for women, it is a problem. It can be annoying, can be embarrassing. You don't want to be annoyed, and you don't want to be embarrassed, right?
No.
Why would you want to be? You'd like to have thick, rich hair. I see notes all the time from people who underscore how Provia works. Provia. Here's a fellow that says, I've noticed a tremendous difference. I've had thinning hair for years, and I don't anymore. He tried Provia after I talked about it. It's a natural hair thinning treatment that tackles the main causes of hair thinning, does it naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. Cleans out the pores, lets your hair start growing again, and there's some ingredient in this product that actually thickens the mast of the hair. So it's very cool stuff. You can put thinning hair behind you by calling 800-525-8319. Results are guaranteed, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply of Provia and free rush shipping, plus a surprise gift. So three more reasons for you to call immediately. 800-525-8319. Get the source that so many people have used to expand their hair, make your head look so much better naturally. Provia for your hair. 800-525-8319.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years. And it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's 5 entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%. APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With the U.S. facing massive overcrowding in its prisons, you'll be happy to know, Jennifer and Kenny, that the Attorney General calling for major changes to the criminal justice system. And after the stories that we've heard this morning about how farmers being chased around, you got to wonder if anybody's talking to anybody here. He wants to scale back the use of harsh sentences for certain drug-related crimes. He favors diverting people convicted of low-level offenses to drug treatment and community service programs, which seems to only make common sense. So much money is spent on putting these people in jail who are just users. He said we need to ensure that incarceration is used to punish, deter, and rehabilitate.
Right.
Those are empty words for the most part because, well, punishment maybe. Rehab? What kind of rehab goes on in jail except for some people who sort of have a clue, you don't want to go back there again.
Exactly.
All right. So, I mean, that's...
Probably the 25% who go, never doing this again.
That between 9 and 10 million people a year go
Isn't
through
crazy?
Local jails.
I know.
It's just... what? What are you saying? What was that?
I said it's crazy.
No, I'm just listening to Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte thinks it's crazy.
Charlotte,
she thinks it's unbelievable.
What did you say, Charlotte? Huh? What did you say? All right. Anyway, so...
That was stimulating talk radio.
Yeah, right.
Speak, Charlotte. Speak.
51 past the hour.
Heart and body.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Monday Good Day program, 8/12/13. When was it? 8? No, we can't. There's nothing in this month that works, right? I'm just trying to come up with a...
There was some weird day on Friday because I heard a bunch of people got married. What would it have been?
Well, Friday was the 9th, wasn't it? It was Friday?
Yeah.
Friday. 8/9/13. Huh. That didn't make much sense.
No. Let's check with numerology on that and we'll get back to you. All right, anyway, 888-302-3684. Comments all the time. Help yourself. Technology brings us together by using the old email. Oof, is that new tech? Nah, it's old tech. Now, what do you want to do that for? Let's go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I still like getting email. I get a lot of it. I'm happy to get your email.
Yeah.
Doug at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Kenny at DougStefan.com. The presentation from Shelley Palmer today, our technology reporter, he's here to talk about how if you use Google Chrome, your passwords may not be as safe as you think they are. And we're all using it. Isn't that our storyline? Is that Google? What is that, Google? That's Google.
Oh, that's Google Calendar we're using.
Oh, all right. Okay,
Google Chrome is like their...
Well, somebody hacked into mine. I have a friend who's a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And I got an email from him over the weekend. I thought it was from him. And it was a story that would have made sense to come from him, or it was some information that would have made sense to come from him.
Uh-oh.
And it was related to our Google Mail that we have. So he said, click onto Google Mail and you'll get the story. Well, I clicked on a Google Mail and there was nothing there, so I sent him back an email saying, what's the story? And he said, you've been hacked and it's probably a virus.
Actually, sir, that means you've been hacked.
I've been hacked.
No, that means your lawyer friend was hacked.
Right, was hacked.
Uh-huh,
right.
Was sending out a virus to people. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Very nice.
So
all right,
now
anyway.
When your computer explodes, you blame him.
My friend the lawyer. All right, that's kind of an oxymoron, but he is my friend. He's a very good guy. He's been very helpful in a lot of ways for me. Anyway, Shelley talks about that in a moment here on Good Day.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses, I hope. She's going to be okay. right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens answers.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you use Google Chrome, your passwords aren't as private or as secure as you think they are. While it's convenient to have Chrome save your logins and passwords, anyone can see all of your saved info with just a few clicks simply by heading into Chrome's settings. All you need to do to uncover your saved password is click Show next to the associated site. That's all it takes. Other major browsers like Mozilla's Firefox have built-in master password features which require further authentication before revealing any saved passwords. While it doesn't seem like Google is rushing to change this security oversight, there are third-party options you should look into if your computer is used by anyone else you don't completely trust. Programs like RoboForm link your browsers and store your login information more securely behind a master password. Of course, a dedicated hacker can get to your passwords no matter how secure they are, but you don't leave your front door open when you leave the house, do you? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for detail.
Story today at DougStephan.com. You may want to check out how some people are using Twitter to track public health issues and your health records. That story at DougStephan.com today, 59 past.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.